top stories from ABC News. The Federal Treasurer says Australians should not expect big tax cuts to be announced in the budget. The Coalition is set to announce a plan to cut income taxes on Tuesday night, but the timing and scope are yet to be revealed. The government's made it clear that low and middle income earners will be the first to get the tax cut. 8 people have died in 5 separate crashes on Victorian roads this weekend. In the worst accident, 4 women aged in their 60s and 70s died in a 2-car collision at Navarre in Western Victoria. All were in the one car returning from a line dancing function last night. Victoria Police Assistant Commissioner Doug Fryer says one simple mistake on the road can have tragic consequences. Police in Russia have arrested more than 1,600 demonstrators, including the country's opposition leader, Alexei Navalny. The demonstrations come ahead of the inauguration of Vladimir Putin, who is due to be sworn in for a 4th term as president. Mr. Putin was re-elected in March with more than 76% of the vote. And the Football Federation Australia says the video referee system used in A-League football matches failed in the crucial moments leading up to Melbourne Victory's match-winning goal. The FFA says there was a technical failure in the system known as the VAR.